This is the last Mass, in one sense, of the Easter season. Tomorrow we shall be celebrating the Feast of Pentecost, and then after that we shall be back, as some people like to say, in the safety of the colour green of ordinary time, and we shall be coasting along in ordinary time for the usual 30-plus weeks, of course, with little bits and pieces in between. It's an important day for five people who are preparing to be received into full communion with the Catholic Church. And they will be being received tomorrow. Each one of them in the tradition of the Catholic Church has taken a saint's name. And it's always lovely to see that with adults, and I think too with children, they spend some time looking up the lives of the saints. And one is going to be under the patronage of John the Baptist, another one under Saint Joseph, another one under Saint Faustina, another one under Saint Cecilia, and the last one I'm going to have trouble remembering. It'll come back to me in a moment, they are all good saints. And it's wonderful that that family in heaven should be joined to the family on earth at this particular event. Oh, I know the one, and Saint Teresa of Avila. So we have a wonderful friendship with the saints. And I just wonder today if you can remember the saint you took at your confirmation. And I challenge you all to perhaps say a little prayer to your patron saint today, and asking that he or she will help those five new Catholics to find a good place and a steady faith within our parish community.